Are you ready for round two? Can we have a name, please?
Curtis Costello.
Curtis
Costello. There is no question but I just love the session. I need to play tunes with my friends, killer tunes given to us by our ancestors whose spirits hover above us in the room as we gather together to live, breathe, have our being and commune with each other at the session. And as we play, we become one with the tune, we become the tune. And Jesus is in the room and he is pitch perfect, and so are we. And the Holy Spirit is only hosting through us like sheer gal on a ground that's good to very good. And Tom says it's all good. And Tom is like a sacred forest up on top of a holy mountain. He's a virtual god on the button accordion with a hat as big as K2 filled up to the very tip top with countless killer tunes that come flowing out of him like you might expect to see water come bursting forth from a fountain that you might expect to see on the shores of these air, if you are in Paris, but you're not, you're in Terry Glass and you're at the session where everything's allowed as long as it's not horrendous. Even the one-armed man with the bowed arm and the spoons who sometimes wanders into join us and proceeds to brutally batter his bowed arm in a manner reminiscent of a deranged lunatic trying to inflict mortal injury on a sworn enemy. Even he's allowed at the session, but not his bowed arm or the spoons. They have to stay outside the back door, beside the fellow who's standing up having a small telling horrendous filthy jokes, the kind that's allowed at the session, for fear they might offend your mother. Meanwhile, back inside, we continue to bless each other with more tunes. We bless each other with every single note that we play. We even bless each other with a bum note that sometimes fall out in between the notes that we mean to fall out, because the bum notes remind us that we're not always perfect and we don't have to be. All we have to be is be there at the session and be prepared to share each other with each other. And sometimes it feels like we can almost touch perfect, like we've been sucked up by the rapture of the tunes and wrapped up smack bang in the middle of perfect, where we become one with the tune. And Jesus is still in the room, only now he's been joined by Muhammad, Shiva, Yahweh and the Buddha, and together with the spirits of our ancestors they form some sort of a super celestial Kaylee band, and they're all smack bang in the zone, and they have absolutely no intention of going home, and neither do we, because the Holy Spirit and the devil himself is passing through us like sheer girl on the ground that's good to very good. And one more time Tom says that it's all good as he shows us one more time how to wink and smile and play killer tunes all at the same time.
Thanks, Burgess. We have a name. Check it out. The final round is...
Sorry, it's very wet. It must mean Mary O'Connell.
Mary O'Connell.
Moribund species. I was once a Celtic tigress with painted blood-red claws, itching to make things happen, looking for hidden flaws. The garden had pine deckings. The rooms were open plan, and we got 8 meg broadband, and the whole damn thing began. I had a walk-in wardrobe, plus polished parquet floors. A woman from Slovenia helped out with all the chores. Antwerp for my diamonds, the Seychelles for my tan. In Dolce and Gabbana, my shopping spree began. That Harvey Nichols handbag, 2000, yes, that's true. Shoes had to be Manolo's, and no other brand would do. I was not a yummy mummy. A Prius would be too tweed. I preferred to burn up rubber in a spanking SUV. We had a credit crunch. These cats were under threat. And even aunts couldn't get me out of debt. My eldest cub has lost his stripes. Bit more than he could do. With all his shares in freefall, he's no one left to screw. Too many hungry jackals have got us by the throat. And since now we've lost our opt-out clause, survival seems remote.
And the third up to the final round is
Gina Pisco.
Kind of an answer to Colin's men poem. A short lesson in feminist theory. You see, it's because the personal is political, darling. It's because personal is political, baby. It's because the personal is political, lady. It's because the personal is political, mister. It's because the personal is political, sister. It's because the personal is political, minister. It's because the personal is political, stupid. It's because the personal is political, fuckwit. It's because the personal is political, you bourgeois git. It's because the personal is political, you piece of shit. The personal is political. Get it? The personal is political. Say it. The personal is political. The personal is political. Say it. The personal is political. Come on. Is political. The personal is political. So you see, if you fuck with me, I'm going to take it personally.
This is called Tonight 28 City Vision 4. I'm fed up with stern faces and blue eyes, piercing the dark rooms around me with suspicion and dread, with mouths tight and long legs tangled round my neck in carnal murder. I'm fed up with looking forwards and only seeing new mermaid mews and destructive voice calling, singing of a melody lydian and solid, of craving sunset in my face, nubile and wet and sweet smelling. I'm fed up of not knowing who you are yet and only seeing your body teething, of being in here, wanting my free blood to release me from this, and looking for water to cleanse me, wondering about my hunger, when it will cease and when I will be satisfied. I wasn't quite sure what to make of her. The smile, the eyes, drifting and looking suspiciously to the side as if I was creeping into murder. I wasn't quite sure that I fit into her. Her legs are longer than normal and her face hard. She said I could never be it. She said I would never be in touch with her soft breath beating in me as I walk along, headphones covering out the sound of life, your sound, your day, boring me. The shape of this city is dead, stagnant. The boredom of unemployment casts its heavy godlike shadow upon us and we will cower to them. The money makers who instruct us, who take it off us, who cover the world in the mascara of gloom through excess wealth, and then we will take comfort in seeing acne grow on their faces, leaving deep holes imprinted on them, the wealthy, famous singers of yesteryear, a fetal race of musical untalent. Even with its multicolored housing and its building, the cathedrals and uneasy women shaping their faces suit Dr. Magazine and his vicious prescriptions, I'm weary. I'm weary of blondes and white dresses like Alice, of sports girls with petite pregnancy balls, facilitating a Catholic desire for multitudes, and all the while I'm remembering that we cannot afford it and we're losing our job and heading forward to non-humanity. I'm tired of waiting. I'm tired of waiting for your long flowing hair and your voice Lydian and languid, of walking in the concrete in the harbour searching for a cheap buck and a meal. I'm tired of those dark pulsating eyes dancing to me, of the distinct and ravaging rain that circulates within me, and her entire face dejected and laden with bags, nappies and milk. I'm tired of being left, forced to discuss the solitude with the bare street, of this something, of the description of tanks crushing bones and shell craters in the song, or the soulless dying in hospitals, or the raping of a baby, or the forgotten morals, and all of a sudden silence comes. And all you hear, the air conditioning of the passing street, the buskers seem to have innocently dispersed. Well, when will I find you as my wife, coming up the stairs to the smell of coffee? When will I find you with your beautiful hair to shelter me from morning? When will I find you with your tight-stripped and passion? When will I find you in a feet of snow in evening? And it all ends with me watching a moving shopping centre, the new connected organism. And the green has gone, and the bird's song is the factory ether. But I see you against the painted rain, perhaps naked with your eyes blistering, and I'm longing just to see how you grow out of this and into my arms, into my sight. I'm looking to speak with you through it and away off to our future, awaiting just to feel the convulsions of your spirit on my scarred cheeks, your legs to hold me together, and your smell to penetrate my sexless spirit. I dreamt of this yesterday, sweet and blonde, just smiling up to me, and I can't see how we'll get there to this point when I shall hold us. I imagine you and I in hills and forests, flirtatious and away from their vicious prying eyes, and I will be calling to you this evening when I lay in bed, warming in solitude and hungry. Your memory and repulsion, your long waiting stairs, stars, violins and riverbeds. She arrived dark, unannounced, and I came upon her to find her breast in silken grass, my chest lips.
Thank you, Rory. Next we have...
Matthew Sweeney.
The warning. That sizzling morning, I lay on the lawn. Beneath the totem pole I brought back from Nevada and painted white and black to ward off ghouls, ghosts, and evil men. I had Coltrane playing from the hallway and was humming along. The black cat was poking and hissing at the white cat when a crow landed a couple of feet away. Both cats scarpered when he opened his beak and cawed, dropping a piece of red paper, to be exact a neatly folded page of notepaper, as I saw when I stretched out an arm to check what he'd brought. It was typed in blue ink and purported to be a warning in rhyme, including archipelagos of identical rhyme, that this garden and others would soon stink of putrefaction, and I and the cats would lie decomposing beneath the striped pole, the ludicrously inappropriate exotic pole that was supposed to enable me not to die at least for a century. That's what the man said when I'd bought it, the Native American, who claimed he was the only real American, he and his dwindling kind. I needed that man now. He was one who could talk to crows, I was sure. Hadn't he shouted at an eagle, a symbolic black and white bald eagle that was America? I loved his long nose, his lopsided dance under the full moon, tipsy with whiskey, then his croaked song, his sharing of that famous patriotic song I forgot as soon as we stood under the sun. Anyway, the crow flapped and flew away without a sound. The cat scuttled back, lovey-dovey now. I stretched my long back and got to my feet to make my sad way out from under the totem pole. Why me, I asked, as I walked back to the cool house, the suddenly transformed forever house. There was no answer from the boiling sky. The cats ran in black and white around me. I looked out at the black and white pole, the beautiful, appropriate, necessary pole. I poured myself an unseemly, airy whiskey.
Thank you, Matthew. That can leave only one name, I believe. That can only be
Lady
Groom. Very good.
Oh no, what an abysmal aberration. Yo, I hate kids, but I love fertilization. I love sex in my man more than I love his bloodline. I'm love of him, but by the likes of him, baby, be asinine. Got legged dangling from the window for stinking up the path. Got me pondering my holes for an exit out ironclad. Oh no, is she pentricentric, or does she find conversing with kids restrictive? Tricks of his boys, my tight now leaving him close. Lean hard, bounce back, now pull the fuck out. Pull the fuck out! Pull the fuck out! Pull the fuck out! Everybody, pull the fuck out! Pull the fuck out! Pull the fuck out! You taste so good to me. Out of mouths of babes, dripping words wet and simple. More like out of pure all brain, straight into growing like a pimple. I'm not buying some kids' cola. I've earned these years of wisdom. The system need countless victims. Did that breed or kill spermatozoa? Sloppy nipple with your sticky fingers through which somehow time is slipping. Feeble dimples on your brain. Defiant moments not imprinting. While I'm tripping on the fickle wind. The kids, y'all, pull the fuck out! Pull the fuck out! Pull the fuck out! Someone who's dripping with diamonds. Someone who's dripping with pearls. Lucky me, lucky me, look at what I'm dripping with. Little girl. Oh no! But scything antipathy, baby. Drag you on my hips, ain't easy, baby. But carrying your father's stuff on my hips is, and his lips stuck in the sauce that Genesis is. Scream! Oh, you watch your boo-boo really hurt? Well, get up, dust off. My kids go play in the dirt. Well, your skirt too short, girl. You gon' show leg already? But that's a good part when you wanna start teaching a dark art. Pull the fuck out! Pull the fuck out! Pull the fuck out! Everybody, pull the fuck out! Don't forget corretage is an option, but winning wedding is not. Step into that sterile space, they run it like an afterthought. But I thought that I saw in the eyes of the dark devastation, y'all would have a rot. Stop shit, alright, but I know I'll see the bride again one day. This time's gonna stick around and take away my sanity. Until then, stay in the children's pen. Are you with me? And are you 486? Pull the fuck out! Pull the fuck out! Pull the fuck out! Everybody, pull the fuck out! Pull the fuck out! Pull the fuck out! You taste so good to me. Maternal instinct kicking in, I got nerves alright. Mama, screw yourself with copper, keep out parasites. Swim with your socks on,